हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे कविं कवेनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मयनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ओम शांति 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 सी अद्वैत प्रकरणम फाइनली हैज टू एस्टैब्लिश दिस फैक्ट दैट ऑल दैट इज हियर इज ओनली अ सेकंडलेस नॉन ड्यूअल रियलिटी ओनली secondless non-dual reality, and in that reality you would have cognitively resolved I the knower and the known universe. When this both I the knower and the known universe both are resolved, the duality is resolved, isn't it? This is the vision, and in this it is this vision blessed with which one becomes a jivan muktaha while alive, and after the fall of the body also one continue to be a videha muktaha. For this vision one needs to know the oneness, the truth of the known and the knower being one and the same. So the truth of the universe implied by the term, other you can say the reality implied by the term Brahman, and the real or the Atma being one and the same must become very clear. And for this is one should have the vision of the reality, and therefore that reality in this is one of the methodologies. When you want to know the reality, that reality is to be understood, that reality is distinct from the cause and the effect. Distinct from the karana karyat vyatiriktam, karana karanabhyam vyatiriktam satyam, turiyam chaitanyam. So the reality is distinct from both cause and the effect means, don't you need to use the word and? Reality is that which is distinct from cause, which is there in the home of the effect. Because the cause of the universe may be mistaken for the truth, or cause of the universe is not the truth, should be mistaken for the truth. Because the reality is not the cause also, it is distinct from the cause. That has to be established first, for which Gaudapada Acharya ji says, he wants to say, for the reality to be the cause, something must have been born out of the reality. Something must have come out of the reality. If something has been born out of the reality, something has come out of the reality, and that something which has come out of the reality will be the effect. Therefore, then reality can be said to be what now? Cause of that something which has come out of it. But here his purpose is what? He wants to establish reality is not the cause. It is distinct from the cause. For which he wants to establish now, the nothing has come out of the reality, nothing is born out of reality. Therefore, reality is not the cause. So he takes these two, Jivaha and Jagat. All the time we talk of the creation of the Jivas and the creation of the Jagat. Isn't it? Creation of the Jivas, creation of the Jagat. in our minds, it's very, very deep rooted in our understanding that there is creation of the jiva. How do we know that? Whenever you say, I am born, I was born on such and such a date. When you say, you talk about the birth of you, understand, which implies what? Our belief in the birth of the jiva. The jiva is created. Jiva comes into existence newly. And then my grandfather died on such and such a date. Understand? Then also what now? We talk about the death of the individual, isn't it? Like this, we believe that there is creation of the jiva. Not one jiva, creation of the jivas. Many jivas are created. And also the whole jagat, all is what now? Created. So the knower jiva is created, the known universe is created. So creation of the jagat. So first he wants to establish that the jiva is not created. And then he wants to say the jagat also is not created. So he presents this in four stages, that negation of the creation of the jivas is presented first, then negation, and then how does he present? Not mechanically, he presents logically and scripturally. Then he also presents the negation of the creation of the jagat, also logically, scripturally. I also said from which month Karika to which Karika, there is only negation of the creation of the Jivaha and Jagat. So the negation of the creation of Jivas is presented first logically from verse number Karika number 3 to 9, which we are now seeing. Then in the 10th Karika, he negates the what has been already presented in the second chapter. He negates the creation of the jagat, no, logically. So that we'll see here now. So we were seeing last time, for which he compares the Atma, the reality, or you can say Brahman, the Atma, the reality, to Mahakashaha, the Mahakashaha means the total space. He compares Jiva to the Ghatakashaha. Ghatakashaha, enclosed space, enclosed by a given pot. So Ghata Akashaha, Mahakashaha means the Akashaha. There is no such a thing called Mahan Akashaha. There is no such thing called Ghata Akashaha. There is just the Akashaha. But Mahan is, you know, really added to the Akasha when it is to distinguish it from the pot space, Ghata Akasha. There is no such thing called Ghata Akashaha. Is it? But still, to distinguish this space from the total space, we say what now? Actually, we don't need to distinguish. A different name is given. These two adjectives added to the Akasha space as Mahan Akashaha and Ghata Akashaha, Ghataha and Mahan. These two adjectives are actually added to the Akasha, are not really real, they're only mithya. Okay. Now see, so this Ghatakasha, and he points out the five different features of this Ghatakasha. The features means here we can say there is the when the pot is born, the birth of the pot is taken to be the birth of the pot space. So Ghatakashaha, first of all, there's no such a thing called Ghata Akashaha. But still, it's only the Ghatakasha is a name, okay, attributed to the nameless, formless space. Because of its association with the given enclosure called pot, And with the origin of the pot is taken to be the origination of the pot, the birth of the pot is taken to be the origination of the pot space. Then the death of the pot or the destruction of the pot is taken to be the destruction of the pot space. There seems to be origination of pot space. There seems to be the death of the destruction of the pot space. Really speaking, we know very well, pot space was not born and pot space is not created nor is it destroyed. But the birth of the pot space or the destruction of the pot space is only apparent. It is not real. Seeming. Similarly, the attributes, doshas, all the limitations of the pot also become what now? Superimposed upon the pot space. So, nama aropanam, look at this. Nama aropanam, the superimposition of the name, then what now? Janma aropanam, then marana aropanam, then the dosha aropanam, then guna aropanam. So, limitations of the pot are superimposed upon the pot space. Then all the viseshas, the gunas of the pot also what now? The desirable attributes of the pot also become superimposed upon the pot space. Like this, all those attributes, limitations, name, form, nature of the pot become superimposed upon the pot space. The superimposition is called adhyaropaha, isn't it? Adhyaropaha, which is because of the lack of, because of the identity of the pot space with the pot, and because of the ignorance of what actually pot space is. Pot space, there's no such thing called pot space at all. This pot space is nothing but space. What is there is only space. There is no pot, there is no total space, there's no pot space, there's just the space. Isn't it? Therefore, we saw these five different, no? Doshaha, gunaha, then janma, maranam, and also the departure, arrival, etc. All those defects of the pot are superimposed upon the pot space. And here, but all these different features are the defects, are the attributes, you call them. They are all only apparent, which are not real, and the part of this space, part space. So first he compares, we analyze the nature of the part space, analyze with reference to the part. Then here, the same thing, and extending this to the jiva. Extends this to the jiva. What happened? The jiva, then we see, therefore, there's only the birth is of the body, origination is of the body, and the destruction is also of the body. And the limitations of body alone object to all limitations. Body has no certain gunas, and all these attributes of the body, dharmas of the body, limitation of the body, mind, sense, complex, they become superimposed upon the Atma, the all-pervasive, only secondless consciousness, non-dual consciousness. So the consciousness is, in fact, it is neither Paramatma nor Jiva Atma, it is just the Atma. Atma means what? All pervasive, eternal, indestructible, independent reality. Isn't it? In reality, this is the Atma, this consciousness, and that consciousness is one indivisible, partless whole, but still it seems to have been divided. It seems to have become many. It seems that many jivas have come out of this consciousness. Really speaking, this Atma, the consciousness, is one indivisible, partless whole. Therefore, this jivas, now you can understand, it's exactly like how pot space is understood. In the same way, jivas are understood. But one space, now seem to have become many spaces. Many spaces. So only one consciousness seems to have become many jivas. Therefore, the plurality of the parts is superimposed upon the part spaces. Similarly, here the plurality of the enclosures, the body mind and complexes enclosures also, is superimposed upon the jiva, the consciousness. Therefore, the jivaha. In fact, jiva is, there's no such thing called diva at all. The jivaha is nothing but consciousness. Like how clear are you when you say, pot space is space. Pot space is space. So jiva is consciousness. Jiva is consciousness. Therefore, what do we say? Consciousness, the Parama Atma or Param Brahma. So, Jiva Atma is what a Ghata Akashaha is, in fact, Mahanakashaha. This is called what a equation. Ghata Akashaha is Mahanakashaha means. Understand how? Therefore, there is no real division. The one, not understand, but the seeming division. Therefore, this equation itself is recorded. Equation also is. Equation means number two, isn't it? Then you can compare. But in equation itself is what? When you say jiva, ghata akashaha is mahanakashaha. Because of the seeming division, seeming difference between the pot space and the mahanakasha, when they're not even two, how can you equate? There must be two, or one to be equated to the other. But they seem to be two, seem to be dual, seem to be, you know, there seems to be division, therefore you are equating. There's a seeming difference has to be resolved. In what now? Real absolute non-duality of the total space. Therefore, just as Ghatakashaha is Mahanakashaha, this Jiva Atma is nothing but Parama Atma. The Jivaha is an adjective, Parama is also an adjective added to the only Atma, the consciousness. That he makes it very clear. That what we were seeing, now we go to the text. So the first is what now? That logical presentation of the negation of the creation of the jivas, isn't it? That is we are seeing from verse number 3 to 9. And I think we have covered already. We have come to the 8th karika. Yeah, 9 we have to do today. We can quickly read from the 3rd. Just reading, only once reading. Because you will remember what these verses say, then you will not remember. Atmahi Akashavat Ghat Jivaihi Ghata Akashaihi Iva Uditaha Ghatadivat Cha Sanghatehi Jatau Yetad Nidarshanam Ghatadishu Pralineshu Ghata Akashadayaha Yatha Akashe Sampraliyante Tadvat Jivaha Iha Atmani Praliyante. I'm adding the word Praliyante. Yatha Yekasmin Ghata Akashe Rajaha Dumaha Raja Duma. Rajo Duma Adibihi Rajo Duma Adibihi yute na sarve samprayujyante tadvat jivaha sukhadibhi na samprayujyante. Rupa karya samakhyascha bhidyante tatra tatra vai akashasya na bhedaha asti tadvat jiveshu nirnayaha na akashasya ghatakashah vikara avayavau vikaravayavau yatha naiva atmanah sada jivah vikara avayavau vikaravayavau tatha. Do you remember all the meanings of all the verses? I wish you remember all of them. Anyway, I really want to make proper, very beautifully presented. Do you see the beauty of these verses? They say it looks as a justice with the pot, clay, space, they teach all Vedanta, no? All abstract facts. Yes. Yatha bhavati balanam gaganam malinam malaihi tatha bhavati abuddhanam atma api malinaha malaihi malino malaihi. See, for innocent, ignorant, immature children, this whole, when there is dirt, or no, when there's dirt, they think the space has become dirty. So gaganam malinam malahi, is it the space seems to be, no, seems to have become dirty by other, no, dirt. For whom? For the immature, innocent children. Children means immature people also. But here children mistake it. Oh, no, the space has become dirty. Space never gets dirty, isn't it? The dirt always belongs to the objects, the enclosures existing in space. Space is ever, never space touched by anything. That's why asanga akashaha. So the stink can belong to the air, or even the colors can belong to some objects there. But whatever it is, the water, so whatever objects, no, the all these attributes can belong to different objects existing in space, but not to the space. But what innocent, the balaha means immature people also, you can say. The innocent, ignorant, immature children alone can mistake what? They're as good as children. Even the immature elders also like children. So they can mistake the space to have become dirty with all the dirt. Similarly, here atma also mistaken only by ignorant people. Abuddhaha. Not buddhaha. No, buddhaha means the wise person. Abuddhaha, otherwise. Abuddhaha, only for ignorant people, atma also seems to have become what now? Impure. What do you say? When you say, I'm a mortal, it's impurity, isn't it? It's a limitation, it's superimposed, isn't it? I'm a mortal, I was born, I'm going to die, and I'm unhappy, I'm insecure. All the notions an individual has about oneself is what actually the limitations of the body. Every limitation can be seen to be what now? Even I'm angry, I'm hungry, I'm up, you know, I'm sad, I'm unhappy. All these things actually you can say, limitations of the body, limitations of the mind, limitations of the sense organs, limitations of the organs of actions, and also impurities in terms of anger, jealousy, hate, etc., all of them become superimposed upon the Atma. Their superimposition also is what? No, actually, you really mistake the Jiva, who is another than Atma. Jiva, Asanga Jiva. Why? Jiva, there is not Jiva. Jiva can say Atma. Jiva is Atma. Atma is pure. How pure it is. It is ever Atma is... Atma can never become non-pollutably pure. Atma is non-pollutably pure. That's why we say the purification is always is called refinement. Isn't it? Refinement means it's of two types. How do you refinement means? When there is a dirt, dust and all, you have to scrape and remove the old dirt. Isn't it? Always scrub it, scrape it and then scratch it. And remove the old stuff, all the dirt. This is what now? Dosha apanayanam. Dosha apanayanam means what now? Removal of. Before you, when you want to make this wall look beautiful and nice, it is a refinement, isn't it? You really purify it, clean it. Cleansing is of two types. First, you remove the dirt already and bring that salt paper or something and scrub it and clean it, wash it, then dry it. Then afterwards, what to know? It's called dosha apanayanam. It's one form of cleansing. Afterwards, beautify it. What now? Then you paint. That's called guna adanam. So refinement is two types. One is dosha apanayanam, then guna adanam. Two types of purification. Such purification is not possible on the part of the Atma. Why? Atma never got dirty for you to make effort to scrape something from Atma. And nor can you make Atma look better by adding some, you know, all latest cosmetics on whatever it is. So what you know, you never you can improve the look of the Atma. Understand now? Atma's look cannot be improved, isn't it? Therefore, nothing can be non-improvable. Ever unpollutable, understand? Ever unpollutable, non-improvable, that is what one, it is non-refinable. It doesn't require any refinement. That is why we say what now? Shuddha Chaitanyam. Shuddham, ever pure, isn't it? Free from all impurities. That is what is Atma, isn't it? In fact, all the enclosures, the Atma seems to be enclosed. The enclosed consciousness. Enclosed consciousness means what now? The enclosed by the objects existing in consciousness. In the consciousness, enclosed consciousness in the body mansions complex is what now? Is non-different from the consciousness outside the body. What does it mean? There is no outside, inside for the consciousness. In consciousness, all the enclosures exist. But all the enclosures, in terms of body mansions complex, existing in consciousness, seem to be what now? Dividing the indivisible consciousness. Therefore, what is inside, the space inside the pot is non-different from the space outside. Why? Because they are not even two, the one and the same space. Similarly, here consciousness obtaining in body dimensions complex is nothing but the consciousness outside the body dimensions complex. And in this consciousness is one indivisible partless whole, which is not even two, one and the same consciousness, only being enclosed, what now, associated with this, gets the name Jivaha. Really speaking, one and the same. Therefore, and that was non-pollutable, non-refinable, ever-pure consciousness is taken to be, what now, impure, limit Jiva with all limitations. Because of the wrong identity and superimposition of the limitations of the non-self. That is what I said here. With this 8th karika is over. The 9th verse, now Gaudapada Acharya is summing up summing up what he has taught from third karika to the eighth karika, he sums up now. Marane sambhave chaiva.
Marane sambhave chaiva.
Gatyagamanayorapi.
Gatyagamanayorapi.
Sthitau sarvashareeshu.
Sthitau sarvashareeshu.
Sthitau sarvashareeshu.
Sthitau sarvashareeshu.
Chakashena vilakshanah.
Chakashena vilakshanah.
So marane sambhave cha eva. Gatti agamanayoho api. Gati agamanayoho api sthitau sarva shareereshu cha akashena avilakshanaha. He talks about the nature of the atma obtaining in a given body, mind, sense complex enclosure with the name jiva. Okay? Nature of the atma obtaining as the jiva, okay, obtaining in a given body mind complex, which means what? Jiva is atma. There is no individual self, isn't it? Jiva is atma. You know, all the jivas are also what now? There is no all the jivas. There is only atma obtains as many jivas in many body, mind, sense enclosure, complex enclosures. So here he says, marane sambhavecha. See, maranam is what now? It's only summing up of the whole teaching now again. Maranam is a death, is it? So when the sambhavaha means coming into existence, sambhavati, it is sambhavaha, happening. Sambhavaha stand implies the birth. Maran stands for death. So sambhave, now you can say sambhavaha. What is the sambhava there? What has birth? Sambhavaha, death, sorry, birth. Who has birth? Does jiva have the birth? No. But who has birth then? Pot. He's going to answer that further to like later on. He says, so the pot alone has birth. There is a seeming creation of the pot. The seeming creation, the pot is, pot comes into existence. The coming into existence or the origination of the pot is taken to be the origination of the pot space. So, sambhavaha, sambhave. Sambhave means what? Who? Kasya sambhave? Ghatasya sambhave. Ghata akashasya sambhavaha. Iva bhavati. Isn't it? When the pot comes into existence, so here that all locative, isn't it? So, is mistaken. Similarly, the body minds, body is born, then the jiva is taken to be born. There's no jiva is atma, atma is not born. What do you want to say? Then, marane. Similarly, when the pot is broken, a pot is destroyed, the death of the pot, destruction of the pot is taken to be the destruction of the pot space. Similarly, the death of the physical body is taken to be the death of the jivaha. So, marane sambhave. It makes it so clear. Sambhave, marane. Kasya sambhave? Dehasya sambhave. Atmanaha sambhavaha. Iti svikriyate. It is taken. Similarly, dehasya marane, when the body is destroyed, the atma is taken to be destroyed. Atma obtaining as the jiva is taken to be destroyed. Then, cha and eva, gati agamanayoho api gatau. Gati he means departure. Agamana means arrival. So who has arrival and departure? Mind departs. What is death actually? Isn't it? Mind departs. mind, another one, isn't it? The mind alone departs. The departure of the mind is taken to be the departure of the jiva. Does jiva travel? Tell me. Now you know very well. Jiva cannot travel. It has to be very clear, isn't it? Jiva cannot travel. Why? Jiva is Atma. All pervasive. For the one to move from one place to another place, isn't, you know, space, unmoving. That's why sthiraha, sthairyam is the nature of the Atma. We had it in second chapter of Gita. Second chapter will understand better only now. Okay? Upanishad's understanding is very important to see the depth of vision of teaching of Bhagavad Gita. You can study Bhagavad Gita, but things become very clear only now. Isn't it? Therefore, sthiraha, sthiraha, you know, shashvataha, sthiraha, when you say it doesn't move, unmoving is the nature of the consciousness. Atma is the nature of unmoving. Sthiraha does not move. In the unmoving consciousness, all the seeming motions happen. Absolutely unmoving consciousness. Or relatively moving, relative movements, motions happen. Seeming motions happen. There's no real motion, isn't it? So here what he wants to say here, this is unmoving. Achalaha. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu. Achaloyam sanatanaha. Second chapter of the verse, Gita, second chapter. You have to remember this line, very important line. Each word reveals the, implies the nature of the reality, the consciousness. Nitya. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha. Sanatanaha, always there. Even when the time is not there, it is there. Even when the time, okay, time, there's a time is there, Atma is there. Time is not there, also Atma is there. Which means, that's why time itself is object of knowledge. Therefore, what now? Atma, the consciousness, is timeless reality. Isn't it? Sanatanaha. Sanatanaha means what? Nityaha. How it is? Nitya means beginningless, endless, changeless. Avyayaha, changeless. At least some change is there, you can say some time you can bring in. Yes, this is some change, you know. This is the exact time you change. Change has happened. Therefore, what now? You can talk about it. If you can bring in time, you can talk about the change, isn't it? There's no change whatsoever. The word nityaha. Nityaha, eternal, means what? Beginningless, endless, changeless, always it is there. Nitya sarvagataha, all pervasive. There's no place where, there's no space, no place where consciousness is not. In fact, space is all accommodative. The all accommodative space itself is not outside of awareness. So which pervades whom? Tell me. Which is pervaded by what? Space pervades everything, isn't it? But space itself is pervaded by consciousness. You can imagine, okay, space does not exist outside of consciousness. Time does not exist outside of consciousness. All the subtle, gross, known, unknown, everything which exists within the realm of time and space do not exist outside of consciousness. If consciousness is what? No, Atma Sarva Avakasha Pradata. No, Sarva Avakasha Pradata. All pervasive means what? So, Nityaha Sarvagataha, each word is so beautiful. I don't know mechanically when you chant it, but really you have to see the beauty of this. All for Nididhyasanam. You have to see what really I, isn't it? You have to see that. actually the content of I is consciousness, the Atma, which is Nityaha, Sarvagataha. Not only that, Sthanuhu. Sthanuhu means what? Every time we walk around, we should think. Okay? Not for you to think. Relatively, you have to say. Sthanuhu means unmoving. Okay? In I the self, I am consciousness, which is of the nature of unmoving, sthanuhu. Why? Because of sarvagatam, isn't it? Because all pervasive, there is no space, consciousness is not, therefore consciousness cannot move. Movement needs some space, isn't it? There is no space. This is very, that's why it comes after that. Why sthanuhu comes later on? Word sthanuhu is not used before sarvagataha. Have you noticed? Nityaha, first it says beginningless, endless, timeless. So what? So timeless means what? Is there space where it is not? No, sarvagataha. This time and space both are made, what now? Objects of knowledge. Both have their existence in awareness. Two limiting factors. You know that? Time limits everything. Space, no? Limits everything. Because of the limitations. So, the time and space, two important things that everything is subject to time limitation, spatial limitation. Time limitation, spatial limitation. Anything which is subject to these two limitations will be what now? Subject to object limitation also. Therefore, these three limitations are there for everything. Therefore, nityaha, then sarvagataha. Timelessness and spatial limitlessness. Two words come. Only then comes what? Sthanuhu. You have to always talk about why Atma is of the nature of unmoving. Motionlessness is the nature of the Atma. No movement whatsoever. Isn't it? That means because sarvagatatvata, what now? Sthanutvam. Sthanuhu means unmoving. Nitya sarvagata sthanuhu. Therefore, okay, it doesn't move. Okay, somebody else move it then. Five stit line is unmoving, isn't it? Somebody else move, push it. The second thing to push it is, there a second parallel, equally, parallel, comparable, powerful reality which can push this to somewhere else. Therefore, achalaha, immovable. Understand? Sthanuhu achalaha. It has to go one, see the words, how the arrangements. Sthanuhu, nityaha, sarvagataha, sthanuhu achalaha. I am sanatanaha, always, changelessly, beginningless. Sanatana, one word tells you, beginninglessly, endlessly, changelessly, all pervasively, there, independently, there. Sanatanaha. Therefore, that is the Atma. So, here what you have to remember, it's all, I have to remind you of these words here. So, gati agamanayoho api. When there's a departure of the soul in terms of mind from one body, we think what now? Atma is taken, Atma obtaining as the Jiva. There's no Jiva, isn't it? Atma, the all-pervasive consciousness obtaining as the Jiva, is taken to be departing, taken to be the departure of the Atma. Is it clear now? Therefore, gatau. Who goes? Then, agatihi. Agatihi, again, entering. Isn't it? Sometimes we all believe. People say this, In India, it's all believed. Suppose the baby is born in the family. And some few years ago, some grandfather, somebody would have died. Look at this. The nose looks exactly like the grandfather. He has come back. People emotionally so entangled with this, And we say, and then always grandfather liked jalebi a lot. This fellow likes jalebi a lot. He jammed. The connection, the grandfather has come back. Why do you say? Because jalebi is the proof that grandfather used to like jalebi, he likes jalebi, so grandfather is again born, has come back now again. When did grandfather go for him to come back, isn't it? Maybe some genetic technology can tell you, some connections. Your samskaras, what you have accumulated in previous janma, can express. Even for interest in Vedanta, why you are all sitting in front of me today, it is not because my forcing, not because I am here. You all, every one of you had your own samskara in past lives. Otherwise, you wouldn't have come to this class. It is samskara. It is the, somehow you have picked up some taste for Vedanta in previous lives. Somewhere it was dormant, latent in your subconscious, what you're already exposed to, and some desire for it. That desire is pushing. Understand? That desire is surfacing now. That brings you here. Look at this. Amazing. Isn't it? That's why I took it to everything as Ishvara, Niyati, Sambandha. Wouldn't I come here? It's not possible. That is possible. We can talk about it. But here the Jiva, Ponavar Vandirka. Now, the Tata has come back. It's not possible. Understand what I'm saying? These are our own fancy ideas, anyway. But Gaudapada Acharya doesn't accept all these things. What? It's all but nice, the people like it. And they also like. The grandmother is so fond of his grandson. Why? Tata, her grandfather has come back. The special affection. Again, anyway, it's all emotional play. Okay, so gati agamanayoho api. Agamanam is what now? Arrival, isn't it? So even again, the departed mind can assume another body, again, come back. Who is born again? The gone, ponamachan tirumbi vandhan, isn't it? They say that. The gone person has come back. No. Definitely, because we say, no, our Bhagavad Gita verse says very clearly, jatasya janma, jatasya mrityuhu dhruvaha. Definitely this fellow came one day and he will depart, entered into this body and he will depart. And having departed, he will not go for good. And as long as agyanam is there, he will come back again and again and again will come back. Therefore, again arrival is there. Mrityasya janma dhruvam, that is why you can be very happy. Don't worry, we'll come back. We'll say where we missed, no? Where we'll to pick up the thread. That is why better let us go with some good things, we'll come back with the good things. That is main reason. Now, whether you attend moksha in this janma or not, discover moksha or not, at least all good samskara which we go with, at least again what? We will be, again we can meet in similar form, but not without remembering each other. We might have already. You may not remember that. We all met before. Maybe. Some paradha, isn't it? We won't come together. So, what I'm saying, anyway. So, something not really comprehensible, but what I want to say here is, punaha agamanam, isn't it? There's no agamanam for the Atma. When does consciousness, when does it go for it to come? Therefore, gati agamanayoho. And the depart when the mind departs, the departure of the, so birth of the body is taken to be the birth of the Atma, the consciousness. The death of the body is also taken to be the death of Atma, the Jiva, who is actually the deathless consciousness. And again, the departure of the mind is taken to be the departure of the Jiva, the consciousness, who is originally consciousness. Similarly, the Jiva has no birth, no death. Jiva is Atma, therefore no birth, no death, no departure, no arrival also. Why? Because it is of the nature of unmoving. It's unmoving, is its very swarupam. Motionlessness is the swarupam. Therefore, gati agamanayoho api, then so four factors we have seen now. Four features. No? And next one. Sthitau sarva sharireshu. Sthiti he means here presence. Presence of the Atma. Presence of the Atma means what again? Occupation. You can say that, we think the jiva occupies the physical body. In fact, all the body, minds and complexes are occupied by consciousness, isn't it? But we think what a jiva occupies the body. Like how, no? This is occupation, another funny thing. The space occupy the pot, or now the pot occupies the space. Who occupies what? We think pot occupies the space. Isn't it? Who is occupied by what? Which is occupied by what here? Therefore, conscious jiva, the atma, the consciousness, in fact, is not occupied. Everything is what now? Everything is pervaded by atma, the consciousness. Therefore, here we say, sarva shariresu sthitau. But really speaking, cha akashena avilakshanaha. Akashena avilakshanaha. This pot space. He talking about the pot space. Pot space is avilakshanaha, not different from the total space. Vilakshanaha means distinct. So pot space is not different from the total space. Pot space is non-different from the total space, non-distinct from this total space, identical with the total space, because not even to one and the same space. Okay, avilakshana. I had to say avilakshana. All the time I taught you before vilakshana. Is it? Vilakshana means distinct. Atma, the consciousness, you see, you can say, the space is distinct from the clay, the cause, and the part, the effect. But part space is non-distinct, non-different, non-separate from this space, total space. Why? Not even non-different, one and the same space. What is distinct, what is non-distinct? Clear now, from which standpoint we have to say. Similarly here, akashena gata akashaha avilakshanaha, non-different, which means there is no maranam, sambhavaha, gatihi, agatihi or agamanam, or even the occupation on the part of pot space. Pot space is total space. It is identical, non-different from total space, because they are one and the same. It is not even part of the... next one. Part space is not even part of the total space. There are some people who like it. I am part of the Lord. Hey, you are the Lord means, don't want to say I am the Lord. No, I am part of the Lord, the whole. I am part. What part? When you say Akasha is partless, how can you be the part? Understand, you are Akasha. Pot space is total space, because all this space is not, space is partless. The space has some extra part, and you can say I am this part of the space, isn't it? Which part of the space is the total, this part space? If it's not part, it is very space. Similarly, the jiva, the swarupam of the jiva, the jiva, you can say the jiva is another than atma, the consciousness. Jivatma is non-different from paramatma. Jivatma is identical with paramatma. Therefore, avilakshanaha, because they are not even two, they are one and the only same indivisible partless consciousness. Okay, with this, what is over now? Therefore, jiva, jiva, the plurality of the jivas is also what now? Is seeming apparent. The birth of the jiva is apparent. The death of the jiva is apparent. Why? Because a part goes, part space also, you can't call it anymore part space, isn't it? Therefore, you get really worked up. Really speaking, there is seeming, the birth of the part, the death of the destruction of the part, the existence of the part, and departure of the part, isn't it? Etc. The part space is actually only apparent. Similarly, the birth of jiva, the death of the jiva, and then the problems of the jiva, all apparent. Even bondage of jiva is what? Apparent. Moksha is also apparent. You know that? Everything is... When was jiva consciousness bound? And consciousness not seek moksha also. Consciousness not the seeker, not this, isn't it? Consciousness not the seeker, not the sought also. Consciousness is consciousness. When was consciousness bound? And consciousness does not attain knowledge, does not attain freedom. There is no freedom, there is no bondage. This you understand, you can say what now? You can recite that Nirvana Shatkam. Chidananda Rupa Shivoham Shivoham. When can you sing? Not simply saying Nadeho. All no, we don't need really. There's no body for me. There's no limbs for me. There's no. It's not for singing. It's not for singing at all. It is for us to understand. People, they for set tunes and they with the tabla fast beat they sing this. It's not for singing. It's for understanding. Certain things should not be tongue sung. Everything people sing. Anyway, I'm not saying right or wrong, but anyway, what I'm saying. It's something to be understood, isn't it? It's a fact. Therefore, with this, now it's very clear, there's no bandha, there's no mokshaha, there is no agatihi, there's no agatihi, there's no janma, there's no maranam. Therefore, what now? There's no jiva itself, there's only atma. The truth of the individual, known by the term jiva atma, is nothing but atma, the consciousness. Therefore, now we understand jiva, there is no such a thing called creation of the jiva. Therefore, jiva is not a product of the atma or Brahma. Therefore, what now? Atma is not the cause. Therefore, Atma, the consciousness is what? Distinct from the cause, not the cause of the jiva. Okay? Now, immediately, we will come with the next question. If there is a poor Pakshi, you know, is very happy. Yeah, I have to accept. Now, we made very clear, the pot space is not born, pot space is total space. Therefore, all these features such as birth, death, you know, departure, arrival, occupation, or, you know, existence, etc., all belong to what now? The pot only, not to the pot space. I understand. There's no, part space is not created. That's true. Therefore, total space is not the cause of the part space. Similarly, the only secondless non-dual consciousness is not the cause of the jiva. It's distinct from the, is it distinct from the cause also? But now I'm very happy. At least you talked about the creation or origination of the part in between. You talked about the origination of the part, wherein something I can talk about, isn't it? Because the part is, part has origination, part has birth, part has destroyed, etc. And all the examples, you say what now? You talked about this part. This part has come into existence, and part is broken, and part has the gunas, and part is avisesha, etc. You talked about now, which means part has birth. Which means can I say now, Atma, the consciousness, is not the cause of the jiva, but cause of the pot, cause of the body. Oh my God, that I made a mistake. What mistake? I should not have. I just said that. I do, no, accept. I did use that word, expression, origination of pot, etc., to make you understand that there's no such thing called origination or creation of the pot space. To make you understand that how jiva, you know, the body alone is born. To say, but the jiva, who is none other than Atma, the consciousness, is not born. To make it clear, I did use the expression birth of the body, death of the body, departure of the mind, etc. That's true. Now I had to tell, isn't it? And he has to say what now? The body stands for the entire known objective universe, objective cosmos, isn't it? Therefore, the whole jagat body is part of what? Body comes under the category of the known. It one represents, if you say body is born, body, which means body has come into existence, body has birth, body has originated, means you have to say the whole jagat has originated. Isn't it? Then he has to, Gurupacha quickly comes and says in the 10th verse, what does he say next? One karika he spends exclusively for a no. I did say relatively, used it, but you know, even the body also, the birth of the body, origination of the body also is only a change of what was already existent. It is not really created newly. It is not. It's only the a form. Understand here? That was not created. He has to say that now. So jagat also is not created. Not only the jiva is not created, not only Atma is not the cause of the jiva, Atma is not the cause of the jagat also. Which means jagat also is not created. If you say jagat is created, then the problem comes. There is no creation at all of anything. There is no creation of the jiva, there is no creation of the jagat. Jagat also is uncreated, means jagat is not, isn't it, not created, which means, but no, not come, jagat has not come into existence out of the Atma, therefore Atma is not the cause. So, the creation of the negation of the creation of the jagat is presented in the 10th karika. Only one karika takes care of it. Look at this. Sanghata Swapnavat Sarvam Sarve
Swapnavat Sarve
Sanghata Swapnavat Sarve
Sanghata Swapnavat Sarve
Atma Maya Visarjita Adhikye Sarvasamye Va Nopapattirhi Vidyate Adhikye Sarvasamye Va Nopapattirhi Vidyate. Okay. Sanghataha. Sanghataha means what now? Karyakarana Sanghataha. Karyakarana Sanghataha means what now? The body, mind, sense complex. The physical body, mind, sense complex is what? Sanghataha. Sanghataha means what now? Many. Now I tell you why it's called Sanghataha. They all put that the body, mind, and complex, different spare parts, no? They're put together intelligently that they function properly. Isn't it? It's typically like any car. It's not unnecessary for you, but still I'm telling you here. It's a kindergarten lesson, but I have to tell you here. It's like, you know, all the spare parts in best condition, go to the car, you know, all the spare parts separately, by like how we get things. Now all the spare parts unintelligently put and then packed in, kept in IKEA. And you, when you, they, when you bring them, it suppose if it is put somewhere in the here, you know, in a garage, doesn't serve any purpose, isn't it? But you put them together intelligently. And if you are not intelligent enough to put them together, and then he sends a manual to make you check your intelligence. At least seeing that, you can put them together so it becomes useful. Isn't it like that? Sanghataha means that which is put together intelligently. And so that Sanghataha, the body, mind, sense complex, you know, where the heart must be exactly between the ribs. So very protected, well protected, you know, like well protected, isn't it? Heart is so much all soft. Imagine every time you fall down, heart will get, you know, and it's so well protected between the ribs. So where the heart should be, where the kidney should be, where the lung should be, where the gallbladder exactly, little bit. You know, everything is so put. So if every time you see the digestive system of the body inside, and biology used to see, you see that they're so beautiful, isn't it? Exactly, it comes like this, and all the intestines. So very well, and then some backbone. If the backbone is not there, what will happen? All of us will be like this all the time. We can never remain. Even now, it's difficult to stay for some time, isn't it? So everything is put together intelligently, and everything functions. Means as a karya karana sanghataha. Understand, karanam, the instruments of actions, instruments of knowledge, and abode of all these things, everything is put together. Body, mind, sense, complex. So, sanghataha, not one, there are many. All these are also, now this person is very happy. At least he talked about the birth of the karyakarana sanghata. So, now he says, no, these karyakarana sanghatas, and also what stands for the whole jagat also is what he says. Swapnavate, they're also not real. What you see, my God, at least you're holding on to something, no? Even this body, mind, sense complexes, all these gross objects which you are experiencing in this waking state, the whole jagat which you're experiencing now, no, in the form of many, many bodies and many forms with many names, all of them are also not unreal, but they're also not real. Not real means what? They're only mithya, they're only relatively real. They are like what? Swapnavat, like the dream. How, if you ask me, they are not real. This body is not real. Yes, your body is not real. Your mind is not real. Your confusions are not real. Your hunger is not real. Your sleep, your drowsiness now you feel is not real. You know, the tea you drink is not real. Sugarless tea with sugar, the biscuit, the crunchy, the tasty, all these experiences what you hear, not real.
Your teaching is real.
Yes, not real. Teacher position is not real, teaching is not real, students are not real, not real, not real, not real. Are they all unreal then? No, because you are sitting in front of me, I am teaching, I am experiencing you, you experience me. So we all experience the world, therefore it is not unreal. But it is not as real as you think. It is not unreal also. It is in between. Not real means how not real? What is the example? I tell you, the only, the best example we have is the dream. Isn't it? they all these bodies, minds and complexes are as real as your, the entire jagat which experiencing in the waking state is as real as your dream. Which means what? Did you create your dream? Did you create your dream? You seem to have created. Not really created, isn't it? Did not create your dream. When you are dreaming, the dream individuals, the dream separation, and you are one of the dreamt creatures, isn't it? One of the dreamt creatures, and the whole dream world. What is not there in dream world? Tell me. There is, but everything is dream, isn't it? Dream time is there, dream space is there, dream objects are there, dream living things, dream non-living things, dream mobile beings, dream experiences and dream pains, dream pleasures. There are also dream hurt, dream guilt. You have everything in dream. And dream out of plurality. Dream duality. I am different from the world. World is different from me. The dream division. There's a dream division, dream plurality, dream duality. Is it? Everything is there. There's a dream experience, that also dream pains and dream pleasures. And dream teaching, dream teacher also. All, everything is there. But how real the dream is? How real? As long as you are in dream, somebody comes and wakes you up really. You're deep, no? You're so engrossed in experiencing a dream world. And somebody comes and wakes you up. Come on, get up, get up, get up. No? And you are so, the dream, you are watching some nice drama. And you don't want to lose the pleasure of watching the drama. You don't even get up. The person has to really work very hard to wake you up. For you to see there's no dream. And in dream itself, you'll say what? No, no, I'm watching nice drama. I don't want to get up. Which means the dream world you experience is very, very real as long as you are in dream. How you created your dream. Understand? Did you create? How did you create? With your own power of sleep. Understand? Sleep. Nidra Shakti. You used your own power. And that, why do you say? You don't even know that you have the power, isn't it? With the power of Nidra Shakti, Nidra, the dream has been projected. You had to fall asleep to dream. Keeping awake if you dream means that's some other psychological problem. That is not actually the dream, isn't it? We talk about the daydream, that's a different thing. Day also you can fall asleep and dream. But you have to fall asleep day or night for you to dream. Dream, you need not dream only in the night, isn't it? You have to fall asleep. You have to be lazy, fall asleep in the daytime also, then you can have daydreams also. So what I'm saying, the dream is anyway, projection of your own vasanas. And for them to surface and manifest as the dream universe, there must be sleep, isn't it? What is the power with which you create the dream? Have been projected. Nidra. And the dream is so real. But the same dream, the plurality of objects, the duality, the plurality, all the Karyakarna Sanghatas, dream body, mind, complexes and dream individuals, dream people, dream objects, the dream pains, dream pleasures, dream tastes, dream parties and dream chocolates and dream biscuits and dream sweetness, dream sourness, all of them become mithya when you wake up from sleep. So enjoyable dream, very nice dream. Sometimes no, very frightening. Thank God I woke up. Most sometimes very enjoyable dream. So real. But when you wake up, was there a dream or not? How can you say I did experience so vivid? I can reproduce. I can present the dream I had very vivid, very clear experience. I had the experience of the dream. So vivid, I can tell you what all I saw. But we can't believe what other people say also. Somebody came in my dream, they spoke to me, advised me to do what to do. Every day I fall asleep and dream and I ask that person to tell me. People come and tell me all these things, you know. There are many, in Southern also we have many people who tell me. They don't do anything without having dream advice. They live their waking life with the dream advice they had from the dream guru who appeared in dreams. He doesn't come and wake you, see. Only in dream. Because all the time you think of something. You get dream, isn't it? So what? Anyway, what I want to say here is, whether somebody came and talked to you and that you implemented in the waking, it's a different thing. But a dream is a dream. Okay? Once you wake up, it is not real anymore. If there's anybody who says, dream is real for me, then I will tell you, dream is real now for me. Dream is there now for me. Then you had to go back home and then you had to wait for some more time to come back to Montaigne class. I'm not saying dream is unreal. I'm not saying dream is unreal. It is not something which does not exist at all. I'm not saying. It is not real. Which is as good as non-existent, for which you must be awake. Similarly, this universe, gross universe, which you are experiencing now, this is not something new, okay? This lesson is already old from the Vaitatya Prakaranam. That's why he gives only one verse. Only 10th verse he presents. Why? He wants to present the same teaching in the context. Why? He wants to say, his aim is to say, conscious, Atma, the conscious, the reality, the consciousness, implied by the terms Atma or Brahma, is distinct from cause and the effect. Understand? So better you look for, research for the truth as distinct from the cause. Okay? Not as the cause. And therefore he wants to say that Atma is not the cause. For which purpose he is saying what now? There is no creation at all of anything here. There is no creation of Jiva. There is no creation of Jagat. Therefore there is no creation means there is no effect. There is no effect means what? Therefore nothing has come from the Atma means Atma is not the cause. If it is not the cause, what is the truth then distinct from the cause? That is what Gaudapada Acharya ji wants to say. Okay, why does he take... Now, understand now, he repeats things. So he says, in the waking, now this waking universe, my God, because we are all now on a dream. Waking dream. It's also like the dream only. All our 80 kilos, 90 kilos, 70 kilos of this, what is... The weighing machines and the weight and the... Where all these experiences are also seem to be very, very, very real, but in the wake of the knowledge of the truth, being pure consciousness, the Turiya Chaitanyam, now when that becomes very clear, this Jagrat Prapanchaha also is what? Only mithya. It is not real. When the deep world is real, the mithya, how do you talk about the creation of something which is as good as non-existent? Is it clear? So he says, all the Sangataha, why he starts with Sangataha? Because in his mind, the first he talked about what? Jiva is not born, but birth of the physical body is taken to be the birth of the jiva. Like how, like what? That origination of the pot is taken to be the origination of the pot space. There to negate there's no birth or origination of the pot space and the jiva, he talked about the origination of the pot and the body. Therefore, now still our mind will think of what? We're thinking of the origination of the body. Now he wants to make it very clear, no, body also is not created. Not a one body, all the bodies are not created. Not only all the bodies, the entire the objective universe is also not created. One body, the physical body, Karyakarana Sanghata, stands for the entire objective gross universe. Is it clear now? Entire universe, cosmos, is not created. And if you say, why do you say it is not real? On waking up from sleep, how you, the waker, alone are real. You are, you see yourself as what? Non-dual, secondless waker. Aren't you, isn't it true? In dream, you were there and with you the world was. And there's a division between you and the dream world. There was duality of what now? The knower, I, and the the experiencer, I, and the experienced universe. The duality was there. And there was plurality of everything in dream, which is different from everything else. All the divisions, all the differences, all of them, what happened, all of them, what happened to them, they all of them are resolved. Where have they been resolved? In the waker. When you wake up, the waker is one, non-dual. Don't you have a second waker, okay? When you wake up, you are the waker. Non-dual waker, isn't it? And you say, but how it has been created? It is just, now, with your own power of sleep, you project, there is a projection of the whole dream universe. So also, this whole Jagat also is what now? Jagat and all the Karyakarana Sanghatas all Maya Visarjitaha. They have been created as though there are nothing but projection, created by the power of Maya. Maya is the power. Maya is the Shakti. And this Maya Shakti is Maya Shakti is the subtlest, okay, power, and which is the subtlest matter. In fact, with this power alone, this power does not exist independently, distantly, outside of, apart from Atma, the consciousness. In fact, there is no distance between Maya and consciousness. Maya also is incomprehensibly, inexplicably subtle. Okay, the power, we call just the power. Okay, Atma Mayaya Visarjitaha. Just as your dream universe was projection of your own power of sleep, similarly, this waking universe also is what? Creation of the Maya Shakti. In fact, not even creation, modification of the power of Atma, called Maya. Atma Shakti. Atma Shakti, Brahma Shakti, Shiva Shakti, Chit Shakti, all these words we use, isn't it? That power is only, the power alone has become this universe. All the gross, subtle, everything. Which means, it is not created newly. Understand? It was in the form of the power, and the Maya manifests the universe. Universe unmanifests Maya. The whole universe is Maya. Manifestation of Maya. What is Maya? Maya is the power. Whose power it is? We don't say the power does not exist independently. Outside of, far from Atma, the consciousness. Therefore, we say power of Atma, Atma Shakti. Because it is not, even though power is, Atma, the consciousness is distinct from its power, not distant from its power. Inseparable from the power is inseparable from the Atma. And because his power has no independent existence, the power, the Maya, known by the term Maya, why it is called Maya? Because it is not there independently. Therefore, it's called Maya. The power which cannot exist independently, which does not exist independently, distantly, no, is called what? Maya. The inexplicable also. That we call what? Mithya. When you say Maya is Mithya, Maya Karyam, okay, the product of Maya, modification of Maya is also Mithya, isn't it? If cause is yellow in color, effect also must be yellow in color, isn't it? The gold is glittering, the chain also glitters. Because the cause, similarly, the cause itself is mithya. What about the effect? How can the effect, modification of the mithya cause, become satyam effect? Something real cannot come into existence from something which is mithya. So we do not see this Maya as a parallel reality. Why is that parallel reality? Atma, Brahman, the consciousness alone is the only absolute reality. What about Maya? Maya is not a parallel reality, but not identical also with the reality. But we say what now? Only reality is Atma, but this we say, this Maya is only an order of the reality. Okay, the two orders of the one and the same secondless non-dual reality, the consciousness. Okay, for Maya, this Maya alone appears as this Jagat. Therefore, what now? Maya is Mithya. Maya Karyam Jagat also is Mithya. Therefore, it is only manifestation of the Atma, the consciousness. it is not creation of consciousness. Is it clear? Manifestation is not creation. Your dream is a projection, not, is it, of your own subconscious thoughts. So not a creation, isn't it? Similarly, this universe also is only manifestation of the power of consciousness. Therefore, we can say what? No. The whole jagat is, has no independent existence. Therefore, we say what? It is as, it is dependent on the Atma, the consciousness for its existence. Therefore, you can say from the standpoint of the jagat, we can say the Atma, the consciousness is as good as the cause, but not the real cause. Understand? Do you get it now? Because the whole Maya Prapanchaha, Maya Prapancha means what now? The universe which is manifestation of modification of Maya has no independent existence. Therefore, it is dependent on the existence of the Atma, consciousness. Therefore, existence of the Atma is the existence of the universe. Therefore, we say, what now? Atma, the consciousness, is as good as the cause of the Maya Prapancha. As good as, not the real cause. It is not born out of it, isn't it? Similar, like how you are as good as the cause of your dream. The dream is as good as the effect. Why? You are not really, you do not really create the dream, isn't it? Your own power of sleeping just projected it. But still, why do you call it is as good as the effect, you are as good as the cause? Because without you, do you think without you? No, I was not there, my dream alone was happening. Can you say that? There cannot be your dream without your presence, isn't it? And you cannot talk about, no, yesterday I went out somewhere, my wife said that there was my dream and she saw my dream. That is all not possible. The television serial, you can, my wife can record for you. She can watch, she can tell you also. But not you. Now the dream. Without you, your dream cannot be there. Similarly, what? No. You are as good as the cause. The dream is as good as the effect. It's only called what now? Apparent, as though the cause, not the cause. Not the real cause. Therefore, this universe also is what? That is why in Taittiriya Upanishad, no, we have this. Tasmadva etasmad atmana akasha sambhutaha. Oh, the Srishti Prakriya is presented. From the Atma, everything came into existence, they say. What does it mean here? Not to show Atma is the cause of the universe, okay? Just to say, Atma is distinct from the cause. It is not real cause. It is as good as the cause. Therefore, Maya Visarjitaha Karyakarana Sanghataha. It's all only modifications, manifestations of the Maya Shakti of the Atma. The power of Atma, Atma Shakti. Atma Shakti alone is manifest as this universe. There's no universe outside of Atma Shakti. Shakti is not outside of Atma. The power of Atma is not there independently without the Atma. Therefore, you can't say the jagat also is not born out of Atma, You are created out of the Atma. The Jagat is not creation of the Atma. It is a manifestation of the power of Atma. I think it's clear, isn't it? There is only one verse he presents. So, Atma Maya Visarjitaha. Then, which means what? Maya Karya means it is not absolutely real. The universe is not unreal, but this universe is not absolutely real. It is only relatively, empirically real. It enjoys only Vyavaharika Satta. It doesn't have Paramarthika Satta. No, it's not absolutely real. It's only empirically, relatively real, which means it is mithya. Therefore, it is not the product. Therefore, Atma is not the cause. Atma, the consciousness, is distinct from its power. Distinct from, not distant, but distinct. Isn't it? We have to say that. Atma, the consciousness, is not distant from the power, but is distinct. Therefore, what happens now? Adhikye. Adhikye means what now? How many ever number of bodies are there? All the bodies. Okay? All the forms, physical forms, all of them. Sarvasamye. All of it, what now? The different bodies, in keeping with the different punya papa, the bodies differ, isn't it? If we have Deva Shariram, celestial forms, and we have human forms, you have animal forms, bodies are different. And then which jiva, which space is in which enclosure? The space obtaining in all the enclosures is one and the same space. Whether dining room space, kitchen space, or toilet space, even commode space, I tell you, any ditch space, space is what? No, one and the same space. Similarly, now all he also what? No, not similarly. He not only that. What about the body's deha, human deha, manisha shariram, tirya shariram, the animal body, human body, no, plant body, or also deva shariram, celestial form. We don't even know how they look. You know, Shastram talks about that. Deva shariram. Even, no, don't need to worry about how the angels would have looked. Don't need to worry. Shastram is very clear. Samyam. All the physical bodies are what? Maya Karyam. Any body, any physical form is mithya. Product of Maya. That Maya is what? The power of Atma. Therefore, can you say the whole Jagat is product of Maya, the from Atma? No, it is not created, isn't it? It is not an action, just, isn't it? It's only manifestation, appearance. Can you say on waking that you have created your dream? No, isn't it? Created means you should stand here away, you should create something and put in front of you. On waking up, the dream world also comes out of you separately. Then you can say, isn't it? It's not possible. That is why it is mithya, we say. Just dissolves. It's not there. Sarvasamye implies here, Shankara gives the meaning, Triyag Dehadi Apeksha Devatadi Karyakana Sanghatanam Yaj Sarvesham Samata Yeva. All the forms are mithya, equally mithya. They're all manifestation of one and the same Atma Maya Shakti. Upapattihi na vidyate. Upapattihi means it is impossible. Na upapattihi vidyate means there is no logic at all. There is no logic available for you to establish that this universe is creation. You need logic, no? There's no logic available for you to establish, no, this universe is creation. Na upapattihi vidyate. Upapattihi here means, no, there's no logic. Using which, no, this is, no, this way I can establish, this way I can prove. How earlier he established, come on, look at this space. You take this pot space is born. But actually pot space is not, there's only one space. Therefore, when do you talk about the birth? When you take, pot space itself is not there when you say, it's only perception, isn't it? There's no real pot space. It's a perception. But really it is not there. You perceive pot space. But there's no real pot space. Perceptually is, but cognitively is not. And if it's not even there, how can you talk about the birth of something which is not there? It's only space, isn't it? You can talk about the birth or death or change or whatsoever only if it is there. There's no such a thing called pot space, only space. That example, logically you could establish there. What? There's no, isn't it? Now here he says, there's no logic available for you to establish that there is creation. Which means this universe is as unreal, as mithya, as your dream. It is as real as your dream. How real is your dream? So real is this universe. How it's a projection of your own power. This universe is also a manifestation of the power of Atma, which is non-separate from the Atma, inseparable from Atma. Even though Atma is distinct from this power, not distant from this power. Therefore, Atma is not the cause of the universe. Universe is not the effect of the Atma, creation of the Atma. Universe is only manifestation of the Atma, the pure consciousness. Appearance of the Atma, the consciousness. Okay? Now we can go for tea.